Welcome to MentalEscher.net for August 4th, 2005. Coming to you from deep in the hills above Silicon Valley. Mental Escher Plurimedia Group. Today we have for you a special, for your ears only, the Cliff Notes of Cyberpunk Radio.
Cyberpunk Radio is produced by Def Weezer Productions, as is Mental Escher. Cyberpunk Radio is a short podcast, like Mental Escher, and sounds similar. But what is Cyberpunk Radio? That's a good question. Listen to this promo, kindly supplied by Def Weezer himself.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brain stem, at least briefly.
Def Weezer smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical.
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Seriously, do we?
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio broadcasting in sedition.
I hope you enjoy today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
If anybody's going to accurately predict the future.
Bye-bye.
This guy is well equipped to do
something. It's going
to
be something far out.
I must go now.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions. Visit us on the net, baby. www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now. Bye-bye.
That gives you a pretty good idea what Cyberpunk Radio sounds like. But what's it about? Let's start at the beginning, with episode 1. Can you tell what's real and what's imagined? Here we have faux news reports all in robotic voices. The robots are going to take over the world. Not a new idea, not by a long way. But here the SF extrapolation is explored in an effective and engaging way. It's quite difficult to listen to, by which I mean you have to concentrate on the narrative, which is dense, fast-paced, with a rich soundscape of voices, sound effects, and music. Episode 2 starts off with a very effective bit of cybersex. Definitely not family safe, but there's a clear warning of this at the beginning. Then a spoof advertisement for a service named VirtuaDate. But instead of returning to the cybersex, we go next into a political segment consisting mostly of George W. Bush edited so that his words have been reassembled into a different meaning. Or is this in fact what he meant to say? It's clever, but this episode seems less structured to me than the first one. I was left hanging at the end. This may have been intentional. In the third episode, the robots are taking over. Not just taking over the jobs of humans, but taking over the role of homeless down-and-outs as well. More stuff about the US government using armed robots against its citizens, and time travel, sending robots back in time to prevent the 9/11 attacks. With this episode, the overall structure seems to be stretching across the whole enterprise, rather than a single episode. This is not necessarily a criticism. Indeed, it's hard to offer a reasoned critique of something that is so obviously defining its own genre. One can only react to what one hears. Structurally, episode 4 seems to have come back down to earth with the future history of electronic media, from the invention of the World Wide Web up to an imagined future in 2014. It's a straight narration of events, with none of the multi-layered effects of previous episodes, so it's easier to listen to. There's a neat ending that adds a twist to the narrative as well. Episode 5 begins with a brief explanation of creativity, and whether it's an exclusively human activity. Can robots be creative? What is creativity? Rather than discussing the concept in any depth, this episode launches into an ostensibly robotic piece of music. Not that the music has actually been created by some kind of artificial intelligence. I don't think it has. Just like the robotic voices, which sound like roboticized human voices, all the computers, robots and AIs are, I believe, performances by humans. But this episode, it seems to me, lacks the depth apparent in previous ones. Episode 6. This is something about evolution. There's some suggestion about the ancestry of the human race. Or is it the other way round? Is this a future of ape humans questioning their ancestry? I'm reminded of Will Self's not entirely successful novel Great Apes, a review of which you can find in the RevUp review pages. I found this episode of Cyberpunk Radio more obscure than most, and quite difficult to concentrate on. If the last one was obscure, episode 7 is impenetrable. Indeed, if I was told that Def Weezer was using some crafty hypnotic techniques to make you forget the whole episode as soon as you've finished listening, I'd have to believe it. The Cyberpunk Radio website describes this episode as, "Windows appear, we are being observed." Episode 8 is another complex mix of speech audio clips, music, and synthesized or pseudo-synthesized voices. Snatches of philosophical discourse seem to be going on amongst the mash. It's interesting and surprisingly pleasant to listen to in parts. Or do I find it so because I've fallen prey to the hypnotism? I don't pretend to understand any of it. The most recent episode I've listened to is number 9, and it appears to be the Matrix or virtual reality episode. I'm a bit wary of reviewing this, or indeed any episode of Cyberpunk Radio or Mental Escher. If you listen carefully to the promo I played earlier, you can hear clips from the Vox Monitor review of Mental Escher. This episode contains clips of Eric from Vox Monitor reacting to hearing those former clips. It's a peculiarly recursive effect that makes me think of Russian dolls in opposing mirrors. Recursive infinity is all very well, but where will it end? Engaging, but as ever, fairly obscure. Are we being manipulated by unseen forces? Maybe we are. I await developments with fascinated curiosity. Cyberpunk Radio in summary, then. Mental Escher and Cyberpunk Radio are jointly unique in podcasting, and as such, they have to be recommended. You never know what you're going to get. So subscribe to the feed, or at least visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net. Now to something a little less brain-scrambling. Don't forget to check the website at www.revupreview.co.uk. Send feedback by email to rur@revupreview.co.uk. That really is all.
I must go now. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Mental Escher Podcast, produced and distributed by the Greater Mental Escher Plurimedia Group. Welcome to the Mental Escher Matrix. Don't forget to patronize Cyberpunk Radio, our featured submask within the Mental Escher Plurimedia Group. Email us and you will be rewarded.
DefWeezer@gmail.com.
Email us and you will be rewarded.